Hey everybody, what's going on? Colin and Tim here today, bringing you another episode of Stand Up and Marvel. Today we are talking about the Halloween special, Werewolf by Night. All right, so let's get into it here.
Yeah.
So, right off the bat, they gave us an Avengers reference, and then nothing.
I know.
nothing for the rest of the special. Nothing. So they showed a little silhouette of the original Avengers. Just to kind of tell us that, hey, you know, we're still in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but that's all you're getting.
So, yeah,
we got nothing else. I mean, I couldn't find any other Easter eggs in the entire thing, at least not related to the MCU. There were some Marvel Easter eggs, sure, but nothing MCU related. So we're still in the MCU. Other than that, it's pretty standalone. So I couldn't figure out what time this was happening. Like, I mean, the black and white makes you think, you know, it's like 30s, 40s, pretty, you know, early 20th century, right? But I couldn't figure out exactly when. I read that it might have been like in the 90s, but I don't believe that. I didn't see any proof of that, because like the old timey music made me think that it was like, you know, 30s, 40s, maybe 50s, especially with that like record player that they had. So I was unclear when it took place, but to me it seemed like it was a long time ago, and it would make sense if it was back then. Well, it would work, I guess, is a better way to put it. It would work if it happened back then, because you know, Elsa Bloodstone was introduced, right? So we know that she's going to be important eventually. And they mentioned that the Bloodstone gives longevity, and I wasn't sure how much that was exactly. So, you know, she's going to live longer, right? And that's why I was saying it would work, even if it was back in the 30s, 40s, she would still be essentially the same age nowadays. Because in the comics, Ulysses, the guy who had the Bloodstone at the beginning of the movie, the guy who died, the whole reason this hunt happened, supposedly in the comics, he was a caveman like 10,000 years ago. And just now he's finally dying. So it gives significant longevity. So now that Elsa has it, she's going to be around for a long time. You know, unless somebody kills her. but as far as like her ability to, like, you know, live normally without stabbings and such, she's gonna live for, you know, like 10,000 years, give or take. You know, we don't know exactly, at least I don't know. It's probably mentioned in the comics somewhere. I don't know how old Ulysses was when he got the Bloodstone, because, you know, that's obviously a factor too. You know, if you get it as a baby as opposed to getting it as an old man, that's going to have a big difference on, you know, how long you're able to live with it. But anyway, she'll be around for a while, easily into the, you know, the modern day, you know, 2022, whatever. So she'll definitely be around, same age. She won't be different. So it works. It's what I'm getting.
Yeah, it works. Like, I agree with you on like the whole timeline and everything like that, but like there were also some things that were going on with like the guards. The guards had all these electroshock
weapons. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's a good point.
And their outfits seemed a little more modern than everybody else. I think it was just the atmosphere that what's his name? The guy who died,
Ulysses.
Ulysses, I think that's just the atmosphere, because I think, like you said, he's been doing this for hundreds of years, so I think he's developed a sense of like comfort, where like that type of theme, like, kept, like, that's what he liked, so that's what he based his whole structure that he built there around. Because even Elsa, she kind of had a little bit more modern clothing compared to like everybody else. Everybody else had more traditional hunter clothing and stuff like that. So there were things here and there that kind of mixed the two worlds in together.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So,
To be honest, I didn't give it a ton of thought, but yeah, you've convinced me. I think whoever said it was in the 90s was onto something. It could even be modern day. It could have
it
just been
could be
black and white
modern
just because they
day,
were trying
and
to
it
go for
was
that
just
vibe.
depending on, it could be like a remote area in like in Europe or something like that. We don't even know where it takes place, to be
Yeah.
honest.
And they do.
Or do
So
we? Do they tell us at the very beginning where it takes, where it is? I think they do. I think they tell us
they
what.
might have, I don't remember. But thinking back, so they gave that Avengers reference, right? And they were showing the original roster. So, you know,
Yeah,
maybe that means this is
Thor.
back in like 20, what was the first Avengers movie? 2013, 14,
2013, I think.
something like that. Iron Man was 2010. I don't remember how long it took them to get to Avengers. It was a few years, I thought.
Yeah.
But anyway, back in the original Avengers roster. So that's the silhouette that we get at the beginning. So maybe that's a hint
Yeah.
at the timeline. So maybe this was 10 years ago, give or take.
Yeah.
You know, it's unclear because they're saying like, no, you know, I think whoever said it was in the 90s was wrong. I think it's gotta be post that first Avengers movie. Because I don't think
Yeah.
that was there, because like that wouldn't really make sense. Otherwise, I don't know. Yeah, so I think this is like 2013, 2014-ish, sometime after the first Avengers movie. But not significantly after, because I'm sure they would show like a bigger roster or something. It could even be modern day, but it's sometime after 2013, 2014, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
They're just trying to throw us off with the old timey style, which definitely got me. I
Yeah,
fell prey to that pretty badly, but
it definitely does get you, with the whole the way that it was shot, the color schemes and everything. Well, the lack of color scheme, I guess, because it's all shot in black and white. Just the atmosphere in where it's all taking place, it definitely throws you off. But you know, there are small, subtle things going on which make it seem like it's not so much old, like as old as we are led to believe.
Yeah. So unclear on the timeline. Maybe somebody's figured it out. Maybe there's some clue that we missed. But yeah, I think it's post Avengers. It's almost entirely because of that silhouette that they show at the beginning. I mean, yeah, that could have been there 100% just to say that it's part of the MCU, but
Yeah, I
I think it's
mean,
also about the timing,
yeah, me
my
too.
opinion at least.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. So what else we got here? So I mean, I really liked the whole black and white schema,
Me too.
the
I really
scenery and
enjoyed it.
everything. It was very different.
It really
I liked it.
pulled things together for this type of vibe that they were going for in this special, you know.
Call back to the old time movies,
Yeah, it was very
the older Dracula werewolf movies.
yeah, and actually the reference that they make at the very end was like, I was like, man, I wouldn't have picked up on that is what they were going for kind of thing compared
Which
to like
reference?
At the very end, so right after she gets the bloodstone, she starts turning into color and everything starts going to color, and you hear Somewhere Over the Rainbow,
Oh, the Wizard of Oz
the
reference.
Wizard
Yeah.
of Oz reference.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a reverse of what happened in the Wizard of Oz, you
Right,
know.
because it went from color to black and white.
So it's just like she starts, it starts out in black and white, she goes to Oz, it's all colorful and everything. Then she goes back home, it's all black and white again. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, that's pretty cool reference that they thrown in there, you know.
Yeah, I was reading one article about that. I believe it was Screen Rant, just to throw the credit out there.
Yeah.
But they were saying, you know, it could have just been a reference to Wizard of Oz, or if we really want to overthink it, the whole Oz situation, you know, they make it seem like it was basically just her imagination. It wasn't real. So it's not like actual reality, it's just imagination. So
Right.
maybe that means that the entire MCU, like all this superhero stuff, like she's entering into the MCU stage now, like that is the fiction, that's the imagination part, the black and white part. where she was like fighting the werewolf and whatever back in the 30s, 40s, or modern day, whatever it is. Like, that's the reality. And then, like, all this superhero stuff is the fiction.
Yeah.
You know, if we want to overthink it.
Yeah, if we want to overthink it.
Yeah, I don't believe that, but.
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe
I that. I refuse.
I really enjoy how this whole thing was set up from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really enjoy the vibe when they do a complete narrative in the front, in the beginning, where they set you up as to like how things have come to where they are now. And it did a little bit of foreshadowing too with the whole narration in the very beginning, like right before it fades out to the rest of the special. Like, you get a little foreshadowing of the of where we're gonna see the werewolf and everything, and how we're gonna see it, because you see it in the book that they do the narration through.
Mm-hmm.
Which also it leads you know, we already know who's the werewolf in this special. It even knowing who it is doesn't ruin the mystique to it, because you know, we still don't know what he's gonna look like. We don't know how they're gonna do the transformation and everything.
Did we actually know? I didn't know going into it.
I did. I could tell, like, well, I knew, well, from the picture that they use on Disney Plus, you know, with what's his name? The character's name is Jack Russell, but he's basically the actor. The actor is Gael Garcia. Okay. But like, it's him inside an outline of a wolf print. Like a wolf paw print and everything on Disney Plus. And I was like, well, that kind of lets you know.
Small spoiler.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, well, that kind of lets you know. But still, I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know what it's going to look like and everything. Right. So that really, it doesn't bother me that I know who the werewolf is. I'm really more intrigued on how they're going to do the transformation, how they're going to play out, what he looks like and everything like that. It was great. Cool. I really liked it. I really liked that the mother-in-law got her due justice.
Mm-hmm. Comeuppance.
Comeuppance. And Ted, I mean, probably one of my favorite characters out of the entire special.
Oh, it's great.
Like,
it's great.
I love how he's just like, he's just like, Jack is telling Elsa, he's just like, when you see him, talk to him like a friend. He's like, okay, what's his name? He's like, his name is Ted. For a monster, you know? It's like, Ted. It's like, yep. And he kind of gave me like Swamp Thing vibes a little bit.
Oh, it was Man Thing.
Oh, it was Man Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually in the credits.
Is it?
They listed as Man Thing. Yep.
I didn't watch the credits, to be honest, because
I normally don't, but for this one I just had a hunch there was something in there. I was wrong. I read about Man Thing elsewhere, so that was not a surprise. But they did credit him. I was hoping there would be some other like hidden gems in there. Because I like noticed
post credit scene.
Didn't actually credit. So one of the characters definitely gave Blade vibes to me, at least. And he wasn't actually credited on IMDb, so really? I was suspicious. So I looked at the end credits to see if there was any kind of, you know, nod to Blade in there. I couldn't find anything. Maybe there was, but I didn't see anything.
Huh. Interesting.
But Man Thing was definitely listed.
Well, that's good. So he's Man Thing.
He is Man Thing.
Ted is Man Thing. Okay.
So in the comics, Man Thing is the guardian of I forget what it's called, the Nexus of All Realities. Mm. Something like that. So the swamp where he is made. For anybody who doesn't know like the backstory of Man Thing, he basically took a super soldier serum. So he is yet another super soldier, but it's like a super soldier gone wrong. Because obviously that is not what he had in mind. So he's like this like plant like being. But yeah, definitely a lot like Swamp Thing, but Man Thing.
Okay.
Who lives in the swamp, so
yeah.
big difference there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's like the guardian of the Nexus of All Realities, so he could be a very important part the events to come
Right.
in the MCU, because you know Nexus is all realities. That's where you can access all realities from. So it's a very critical location for the multiverse. And that just so happens to be the swamp that he resides in. So he's like constantly defending it from bad guys.
Right. And it's
so he could definitely be part of Kang's ultimate plan.
He could be, yeah.
So it's pretty big that he was introduced, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, and he's got some crazy powers too. I mean, like one touch from him and he can disintegrate you.
From what I was reading, that only happens if the person is afraid. Like it's
really?
Their fear that causes them to catch on fire. So it's very much like Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not exactly, but you know,
not exactly,
similar,
but still,
similar.
It's just like their sins are what caused them to get the, what is it called, the soul stare or something like that.
I don't remember what it's called, but man, the penance stare,
the penance stare, something
yeah,
like that.
Something
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. So sorry, separate topic. At the beginning, you've seen House on Haunted Hill? I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Right. The old
the
movie from the
I actually
1959.
Yeah, I just saw it on my playlist the other night, and I was like, oh, I'm adding that because it's October, so.
So I definitely got House on Haunted Hill vibes, big time. I loved it. And I have a feeling if Vincent Price was still alive, they would have had him do the voice.
Oh,
you
most
know,
definitely.
That I definitely got those that vibe there. And he honestly sounded a little bit like Vincent Price to me, and like the way he was talking about it, and just like the whole feel of it. I got like Vincent Price vibes, and I loved it. That whole intro, it
Yeah,
was
the
so
whole
good.
intro and everything I thought was very Vincent Price.
Yeah, so good.
So good. How would you feel about them reanimating Ulysses' body? The
You
whole
know what?
explanation of the hunt and everything. I thought it
Yeah.
was hilarious and
I was
great.
just talking about House on Haunted Hill, and I wasn't thinking about this before, but do you remember that part where that, like, you know, horrible, like, ghost prop thing, like, comes out? Like, she just, like, turns, and there's this lady going, like, you remember that? Just, like, moving her
I
teeth
do
back and...
remember that.
Yeah, that's honestly what that gives me, what that reminds me of, because she seemed kind of animatronic back in that like 50-59
yeah, it was
version,
very
you know. So maybe
animatronic,
that
and
was a nod to that.
I was like, man, this is like
I
a
don't know.
nod to Disney's old animatronics.
I'm not a horror buff by any means. I do know a good amount of horror stuff, but yeah, I'm sure there's another reference there that I didn't get. But yeah, it was pretty great. Or
I thought it was.
maybe Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah,
It could have been a reference to that.
That was definitely
Because I
because he had like the
actually
same
read
like
one of the guys that did this special, did like some of the animation or whatever from Tales from the Crypt. So
that
it might have
makes
been Tales
sense.
from the Crypt
Yeah,
reference.
that'd be very that would make very much sense in this one.
I remember back in the day, in high school, I used to stay up until midnight to watch Tales from the Crypt, and I go
I
to bed at like
know.
1 a.m. and
Yeah.
be dead tired the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, why are they playing so late? Tales from the Crypt. And then I was
I
just
mean,
like, oh,
it's gotta be pitch blackout, right?
It's gotta be pitch blackout. And also there were some things that, you know, some things that the Tales of the Crypt were not meant for kids to be seen.
Yep,
So
yep.
it makes sense for them to put it past an hour where kids are asleep. But yeah, it was great. I mean, I love the whole vibe of this special and everything. It just gave off so much. I really I know it was like very minuscule in the episode, but I loved when they're like choosing who goes first and everything. And then there's the dude with the flaming tuba. I was like, is that your entire job? That's just your job to play the flaming tuba.
That was one of the few people that was actually credited, like
really?
listed in the credits. He's just listed as Flaming Tuba.
That is how he's listed, Flaming
Yeah,
Tuba?
Flaming Tuba.
Oh, that's hilarious. And I saw him in like a little, like, as the credits started rolling, I saw like the cartoon version of him in there, and I was just like, oh man, they really recognize him, Flaming Tuba Man.
Yeah, he got a lot of credit.
He did, he did. I kind of wish they went a little bit more in depth with a little bit about the whole Hunter Society, a little bit more. That was kind of, I mean, but if they did, I think they would probably reveal too much.
Yeah.
Because like they were talking about like the stepmother, I forget her name. She was like talking about how she was like, in this room alone, we have we have over 200 confirmed kills.
That was actually over 300.
I thought she said two. Cause
she
like,
did say two, but then she was like, she was listing all the numbers and they added up to about 200. I think, and then the final guy, the werewolf, he had over 100 himself. So I think total was actually over 300. I didn't actually do the math.
I know she. Yeah, she.
I think it was
because I was like when she was listening to them off. I'm like, I'm pretty sure her math is off here.
Yeah,
but yeah, she said over 200 kills. But
I mean,
like
two of the guys alone is 57 and 43. So that was
the
100.
One guy was like, yeah. So
yeah, I
the
think
older
it was
guy,
around 250 actually. So
yeah,
you know,
so
I think
just
she was
over
right.
two. She yeah, just over 200. So. Like one guy started off with, I think, like 22, then it was like 37-ish,
And then
then
43
40,
and 57. I
and then
remember because
57.
they added up to exactly 100.
And then he had 100. But
So
like,
it was like 140 between the first four guys and then 100. So it was around 240, 250.
Yeah. But like, they never actually say like how they confirmed their kills or anything.
Also,
Like
she didn't actually say confirmed kills for him, she said over 100 deaths. And
well,
that was the
yeah.
only person that she said that with. And I
yeah,
was like,
she
why
said
did she say it
100
differently for
deaths.
him? You know, it's weird.
Yeah, and they were like 100, and it's like, yeah. And it's like later on we find out that when he hunts, it's like because he's in his werewolf form, and it's just like he has no control over it. So yeah, he can rack up those numbers.
Yeah.
Murdering
the innocent.
Do they count those?
I mean, that's what she
I don't
said
think
this.
I don't think they do, because she's like the whole point of the thing is to kill monsters for the pointless slaughter of innocent people.
Right.
So but it's definitely interesting, and it's definitely be interesting to know how he, like, did he just take somebody's place and infiltrate their society? Or was he always a member of the Hunters and he just kept a secret hidden for so long? Like,
I mean, he probably got bit, you know, like he was a hunter for a while and then he got bit on one of his missions.
Yeah, I think he probably had gotten bit from one of his missions, or, you know, and that's why he became sympathetic to monsters afterwards. Like,
yeah, realized
because
they're not all bad.
Now he is one, but like they also never explained how he can communicate with Man-Thing.
It's a monster thing.
It's a monster thing. I'm just chalking it up to it's a monster thing. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was hilarious.
I like with the reanimated Ulysses, the little quip at the end there. Good luck. I'll be rotting for you.
Just a little graveyard humor.
So cheesy, but I loved it.
Yeah, I know. I loved it too. And then she starts laughing, and I was just like, man, they're just like, like, I wonder what he was like when he was alive.
Yeah.
So.
So we got some other horror references in there.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were like showing all the like the history of the hunters and stuff, they showed a Wendigo.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in the comics, the Wendigo fought both Hulk and Wolverine. It was like a three-way free-for-all fight. So even though, so I guess there was kind of an MCU reference there, just not directly, because you know, obviously we haven't seen that in the MCU, but it happened in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the Wendigo reference, and then we got Sasquatch. He was just one of the heads that was mounted on the wall.
Yeah, I think the other one a Yeti? It looked like
I mean,
white
Sasquatch
version.
And Yeti are the same thing.
But one was white
sometimes.
And then the other one was not.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't honestly remember. I thought Sasquatch and Yeti were the same thing. But anyway, Sasquatch was introduced, and they were looking at the Nosferatu vampire on the wall, which I guess was Dracula. And Jack was saying that he fought him a few times, which is pretty great. So I don't remember which. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not a horror buff. I know some stuff. I know that, the werewolf and Dracula have fought each other in some movies. Like I think in the Van Helsing movie from like 2000s. And there's like the underworld movies and stuff. And then I'm sure there were some from back in the day where the werewolf and Dracula were fighting. So, it's a nice nod to that. But again, I don't know specifically what that's a nod to, but.
I mean, from like everything that I've ever seen about werewolves and vampires,
They
it's
usually
always
hate each
been
other.
they hate each other, but it's always been like the vampires have always been manipulating and controlling the werewolves in some form or fashion
Yeah.
until they get some sort of opportunity to break
Fight
free of their
back.
control and something like
Yep.
that. I mean, like, there's an old movie. One of my old favorite movies is from the 80s. It's called Monster Squad.
I remember that.
Dracula, Wolfman, Frankenstein, all the classic monsters, and Dracula's controlling them all, and especially like the Wolfman, he has full control over him in that movie.
I haven't seen that in so long.
I know. I have it on DVD, man. Keep the classics around. But like also in like Van Helsing, he uses the Wolfman to do his bidding because he knows that as long as they don't gain, like they're still in control of themselves within the first time they turn, and then afterwards, I guess Dracula has full control over them. So it takes a little, so like that's what Van Helsing figured out. It's like on the first time he changes, he has to kill Dracula or else he's gonna be a slave to him. Underworld movies, they used the werewolves as their guard dogs while they slept during the day, until they finally rebelled and everything. So yeah, I mean, it's always been vampires and werewolves going at each other and everything.
Yeah, sometimes they're buddies, but it's usually just
Sometimes,
like spook movies and stuff.
But yeah, I love the whole Nosferatu thing in there. That was great.
Yeah. So yeah, since Nosferatu was introduced, that means vampires are officially part of the MCU. Which is, yeah, I mean, we already knew Blade was coming, but it's just even more evidence he's on the way. He's coming late next year.
That's true.
So back to a previous movie, since we got Man Thing, I guess that was actually kind of an MCU reference because we did see Man Thing once before. Do you remember? I think you actually brought this up in one of our episodes.
Did I? I'd have to really think about it to remember where I brought it up. Where?
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was one of the Grandmaster's former champions.
Champions. That's right. I forgot
Yeah.
about
So
that.
his silhouette was shown on Grandmaster's tower in
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok. So he was one of the former champions. So he was on Sakaar at one point, apparently.
He
Took a
was.
break from guarding the Nexus of All Realities to go fight for Grandmaster or
Yeah,
something like that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not actually the first reference to him. But anyway, yeah, so we got Man Thing, it's cool. So what did you think of the whole like fight with the werewolf and the costume and all that? Personally, I was kind of disappointed.
So I was hoping that they were gonna go a little bit more like I don't I
CGI.
n no
That's
actually
kind of what
not
I was hoping for. I was
I wasn't expecting a lot of CGI because they have done not Marvel but like in movies per se the whole werewolf look has always been a lot like hard to do with CGI, and sometimes it doesn't look good, sometimes it does look good. A little mix between the both, I think, would probably be a blend that would probably work best. But mm-hmm. what they did with this, I enjoyed it for the most part, but the look itself was a little like
underwhelming.
Yeah, underwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand the whole how he really retains the whole, like when you look at him like at full front, like he's still got like bare chested and like his face is like still like bare, but he has fangs. His eyes didn't really change, his nose didn't, like his facial structure didn't really change at all.
Yeah.
He just had fangs and he's covered in like he just looks like a really hairy guy with claws and sharp teeth.
Right, yeah. And I mean, I was disappointed because of all the buildup. Like, there was a lot of buildup to it. And, you know, he's like, you know, everyone's going to die if I change and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know,
so
I'll give you guys a chance to, like, surrender now or whatever.
And, yeah,
like,
it's just
make
like
it sound like it's this, you know, big epic monster that's just going to, you know, murder everybody. And it was just really disappointing, especially because of how many times werewolves have been done in films before. Like, they easily could have done a better job taking inspiration from other movies. And it was just really underwhelming.
So I was hoping they were going to take inspiration from the 2010 film remake movie of The Wolfman with Anthony Hopkins, Benicio del Toro. Did you ever see that one?
I did, actually.
So that was a remake of the original Wolfman. And what they did in that movie with the way that Wolfman looked, I thought was phenomenal. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite Wolfman, like werewolf movies. Mm-hmm. Like even the transformation, like even though we know it was CGI and everything, it was just like, it really depicted the whole, how excruciating the pain is to transform into the Wolfman, kind of like taking off, going through American Werewolf in London too.
Was it London? I thought it was Paris.
London was the first one.
Oh, there Paris, were two. Okay.
Yeah, London was the first one, and then the sequel came out where it was American Werewolf in Paris.
Okay.
And that the American Werewolf in Paris one was more CGI based than it was than the first one, which was the director of that movie was the same person who directed Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Okay.
So when they did the whole werewolf thing in Michael Jackson's Thriller, it was the same director and everything. That's why it had the same vibes.
Gotcha.
But like, cool. I was hoping they were gonna kind of like take from like American Werewolf in London, like the whole transformation, the Wolfman, the 2010 version, you know, because like that Wolfman was like, he was like head to toe fur, you know, he had the, like his legs had transformed to resemble more wolf-like features and stuff like that. This guy was just more like, just a hairy guy with bangs. Claws and teeth. Like his leg, he still had human legs. Like everything seemed like the same. And
yeah, he wasn't like especially buff either. Like he was the same build.
He was.
Like, I was expecting like a hulked out like.
And you know. And what was the very unfortunate thing about it was like in the very beginning, during the in the very beginning, when he's walking through the hallway into the main room, on the wall there is a small picture of a werewolf that is completely like huge. It has the wolf head and everything depicted on it and everything like that. So it's like they've seen werewolves before. So they wouldn't depict that as the image on the wall if that's not what they look like. And then all of a sudden he does the change and it's nothing like what is set up to be. So it was very underwhelming and I was a little upset about it and everything.
I was really hoping they'd do more with it, but
yeah, I was hoping so too. And I did like how they played into the whole how Jack was like really concerned about killing her, so he did everything he could to kind of remember her scent so when he transformed he wouldn't kill her and everything.
Only a little creepy.
Only a little creepy. Like, I thought he was biting her for a second. I thought he was like,
I knew exactly what he was doing at the
but then when I
beginning,
heard
but it
the
was like,
sniffing, and I was just like, oh, he's getting her scent. Okay. But yeah,
You know what would
so.
be cool? Maybe they kept it underwhelming on purpose, and pretty soon they're gonna give him the super soldier serum.
Maybe, which turns him to a real big buff
Yeah,
wolf.
that
That would be amazing. Like, that
would be
would,
amazing.
like, that would be very amazing.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
Well,
By the
here's
way,
hoping.
I know, right? The actress who played Elsa, like, I honestly, I was like, whoa, Marvel, what are you doing? You got Jessica Jones coming in
I
this
thought
role?
the same thing. I thought the same thing. I
I
was like,
was
is
like,
that
what's
Jessica
going
Jones?
on? I was like, why is Jessica Jones here?
No,
And
I looked it up. I was like,
I
all
looked it
right, I'm
up and I was like,
crazy.
is
It's
a
not her.
completely different actress?
Yeah,
And I was just like,
yeah.
that's not
I saw
Jessica
it side by
Jones.
side. I'm
Okay.
like, all right, I'm crazy. But yeah,
Yeah.
she has like very
They
similar
look very
mannerisms and just
similar.
like the way she
And the way
talks and
the
everything.
talks,
Yeah,
yeah.
just very similar to Jessica Jones. Thank
And
you. I'm so glad you thought
I was like,
the
but then, yeah, because like, and especially when her stepmother was like, you've been gone for 20 years. I was like, is that what Jessica Jones did? She was like a hunter and then she just decided to go to New York.
Yeah, I was
And
like,
it's
has
just
she been
like,
like hiding the bloodstone in her pocket the whole time?
yeah. I know, right? I was just like, what? I was like, what happened? Like, why is Jessica Jones here? And then I was like, is her alias Jessica Jones? Because they're calling her Elsa. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so confused at what's going on. But and I'm wondering if Marvel did that on purpose. Like they're like, I
There's
mean,
no
come
way.
on, she looks extremely similar to her.
I mean, in the show, I thought so, but when I saw like, you know, the IMDb profiles side by side, I was like, okay, they look nothing alike. I mean, I guess there's some similar features, but definitely at first glance, I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah, I was maybe it was the black and white that was making it very,
Maybe.
but
Yeah, I don't know.
yeah, I was just like, I don't know why Jessica Jones is here.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I haven't seen Jessica Jones in years.
Yeah, that's the
So
thing. So like I was
that's part of, you know, why
I
I wasn't able
yeah.
to make an accurate comparison in my mind. But yeah,
Well, I
I
also
thought the
just
same
didn't
thing.
think that there would be somebody out there that looks similar to Jessica Jones that they would bring in for another Marvel project.
Yeah, no, it I there's no way it was on purpose.
Who knows? I don't know how Marvel works. I like when
But the
they're
fact that
filming,
she has
like when they're
such a
casting it,
similar, like,
yeah, like mannerisms and talking and everything. Like when they're casting it and like shooting it, and like, do you not think like somebody in the production crew goes like, was there going, do you think anybody's gonna confuse her for Jessica Jones?
they'll be like, no, she's not even in the MCU yet.
Yeah,
Like, all right, cool.
she's not even in the MCU. Introduction to Jessica Jones in the MCU. People are going to be confused.
I mean, we were talking before. We don't know who they're actually going to bring in from the Defenders. All they've done so far is Daredevil. They haven't brought anybody else. Although, there was a Luke Cage shoe
There was a Luke Cage shoe.
in Pug's closet. So, I mean, I'd be perfectly happy with Luke Cage coming. I don't
Did they
think any of the
have
other Defenders are
Iron
coming.
Fist in there? I thought we
I don't
said
think
Iron
so.
Fist was in
No,
there, but I think we could bit of
I
it.
refuse.
No. I know, right? The one person I don't want to see come into the
No.
MCU.
Please. Who else was there? So it was Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Daredevil. I feel like I'm forgetting one. Was it just the four of them?
I thought there was one more.
I thought so too. I just can't think of who it is. Punisher? Punisher, right?
Is he
Yeah, it's Punisher. So he had all those team
Punisher?
ups with them. He was more of a lone wolf, but he did team up with them sometimes.
Yeah, he would come in and he would do things. I see Electro was in there.
Electro or Electra?
Electra.
Okay.
Electra wouldn't be in there. Yeah. Yeah. But that's mostly it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's all I had. That's everything I wanted to talk about. You got anything else?
No, I think I'm pretty good with it. I did enjoy how it ended with him waking up and there's Man Thing. I loved how Man Thing was saying, you know, this time I saved you. And he's like, no, that's not how it works. I always save you.
I love that they're buddies.
I know. I love how they're like extreme. And I love that when like he's in the maze and everything, and then all of a sudden Man-Thing's hand comes out and grabs him, and he's like, I loved how they played it where it's just like shocked, but also he's like relieved because he knows it's him.
Well, he couldn't be that scared because he would have started burning.
Yeah, yeah. He couldn't be that scared because, yeah, he would have been burning. But I don't know. Does it only work on humans? Does it not work on monsters?
I don't know.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. But, like, and, yeah, so, like, but when he turns around and he's talking to him through the bush, and he's like, you always do this. You always tell me it's the last time, and then here we are in this situation again. And he's just like, and the facial expressions from Man-Thing during the entire conversation, you're just like, oh man, Man-Thing like really is like trying not to be blamed for this. He's just and then at the end, yeah, he's a good guy. He just got caught in the wrong spot. And then at the end, he's like, oh, you want to get breakfast? Like, he's like, yeah, breakfast sounds good. He's like, what do you want to eat? He's like, oh, I don't know. He's just like, how about sushi? And he's like, yeah. Like, and he's like brewing coffee for him there too while he's sleeping and everything. Like, Man-Thing's actually a really decent monster. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed the ending there.
Oh, Man-Thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Best buddies.
Yep. And when he crashes through the ceiling in the towards the end and he like disintegrates the mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. But like it was just like, oh, he went that way. And I loved how Man-Thing knew exactly what was going on, because on his way out, he picks up a cloak on his way out.
Did he?
And yeah, because like if you see at the very end, like when he's waking up, he's in a cloak. And it's the cloak that man. Yeah, he's like, yeah, sure. He knew wherever he's gonna wake up, he's gonna need clothes though. He had pants on. I mean, did he really need the cloak? Maybe it was to keep him warm.
It's not like he hulked out of his shirt.
I know it's not like when Emil transformed in the Abomination.
Exactly.
And it's just like, let me put this blanket on me, because when I shrink back down, I'm not gonna be having any clothes on. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know if he did it for when he transformed back and maybe to keep him warm throughout the night. I don't know. I mean, it seemed very unimportant to grab the cloak on the way out.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, buddies, best buds until the end.
All right, anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, I mean, overall, definitely enjoyed it. Check it out if you haven't.
I would rewatch it. Honestly, I would rewatch it. Not like back to back, but like later on this month, I can see myself watching it again.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good Halloween one.
Yeah, it's a good Halloween one. The closer we get to Halloween, I'll probably pop it back on and just watch it again.
Makes me want to go back and watch some of the classics.
Yeah, kind of makes me want to go back and watch The Wolfman right now.
The 2010 one?
Huh?
The 2010 Wolfman?
Yeah. Just so I can get the carnage going on. I mean, that one had like everything in it.
Yeah, it was pretty gory.
But great. And you can't go wrong with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
He's just great in everything he does.
Oh, yeah. Odin.
Odin. He is Allfather. So.
And of course, why am I blanking on the name? Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter, yep.
Probably his best role of all time.
I did really enjoy his role as Hannibal Lecter. And
even though not all the movies were great.
No, not all the movies were great. The first one was fantastic, especially the way he ended. Which one?
Because, okay, I always get confused about it, because like Red Silence Dragon of the Lambs chronologically happens first, right? But Silence of the Lambs came out first.
Silence of the Lambs was the first one that came out, but then they did.
But chronologically, Red Dragon happens first.
And Red Dragon happens first, then Silence of the Lambs, then Hannibal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it chronologically goes. But yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the Hannibal series?
I started watching it, but I never finished it.
It's so good.
I thought I it was forget good.
That guy's name.
What's his name? He does a lot.
He has such a cool name too.
He does. I don't know
why I forgot it. We talked about him before. So, oh yeah, Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, because he was the main villain in Doctor Strange, right?
Right, Doctor Strange. Yep. Yeah. But yeah, fantastic series. He's amazing as Hannibal. Like, honestly, I don't know who I like more, him or Anthony Hopkins. He's so good as Hannibal.
Well, the thing is, like, as he's playing Hannibal, I can see him turning into Anthony Hopkins as he gets, like, getting into the older version of Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah,
I can see him turning into, like, Anthony Hopkins Odin. Version. Odin Allfather. Yeah. But yeah, it was a good series. I never got to finish it, but I wanted to. I might actually go back and watch that now.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. It's really good.
I'll definitely check it out.
I honestly can't remember if they discontinued that or not. I think it ended in 2015.
Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Wow. Okay. I guess I did cancel it because
it was only 2 years.
Pick it back up at some point, but
yeah, it was only 2 years, 2013 to 2015.
Well, 3 years, 2013, 14, and 15, three seasons.
Oh yeah, three seasons. So,
all right. Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are our horror recommendations.
I know, right?
No, yeah, we could do a whole episode on that. A lot of good horror stuff out there. Anyway, we'll call it a wrap there. Thanks for watching, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back next week for She-Hulk episode 9.
She-Hulk episode 9.
No idea when we're gonna see Werewolf by Night again. Probably
Are we?
I mean, probably. I mean, at the very least, he's gonna be at the end of phase 6, right? Because everybody's gonna be there.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. That's
but
true.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like the Kang Dynasty movie, we're probably going to see him there.
Maybe, yeah.
Nexus of all realities, I can see that being a central point.
I can see him and Man Dynasty, Thing showing up in there.
Yeah. Well, all right, cool.
Something to look forward to.
Anyway, She-Hulk episode 9, maybe the finale, maybe not. Probably not.
I'm really don't confused. Think so. Extremely we'll confused. See. Marvel, stop. Stop doing this. So
it's confusing we'll see. Enough.
I know it's already confusing enough. I mean, you put Jessica Jones in a monster movie.
All right. Anyway, catch you guys in the next one.
All right. See you later, guys.